Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine a dark and rainy night. Lanterns glow appear above the puddles, showcasing the fresh graves. The gallows were busy that day. You start to hear the shovels digging into the mud. Pull, boys! We have to get them out. Into the labs. Is this the beginning to a vampire horror movie? Or just a common occurrence during the 17th century's Age of Enlightenment? Stealing bodies was a crime, but a crime that needed to happen. We had to know how we, humans, on how we worked on the inside. In 1955, Jack Finney wrote The Body Snatchers. Many readers developed a new fear of plants. Two of the most common plant phobias are botanophobia, the often irrational fear of plants, and anthophobia, the fear of flowers. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have another body, even just for 24 hours? What if somebody borrowed your body? What would you tell them to look out for?
So what you need to know about my body is that it thrives very, very well on coffee. And without such coffee, it does not thrive well at all. But the only issue with that is in drinking much coffee, one does not need to wander far from a bathroom because it does have those effects.
My body would definitely need coffee as well and would not function without it. Also, definitely if you borrow my body, make sure you take my medication because if not, you're not going to feel very good. So, that's the most important.
So if you're going to stash my body, make sure to visit my medicine.
Yeah, definitely take the medicine.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
Today, we're talking about body snatchers. Is it sci-fi horror or actual life? I'm your host, Lee White, and this is The Happy Social Experiment.
It's starting. Okay, deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Happy. Feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Social. An informal social gathering. Especially one organized by the members of a particular club or group, needing companionship and therefore best suited to living in communities. Experiment. A scientific procedure undertaken to make a discovery, test a hypothesis, or demonstrate a known fact. This is the happy social experiment.
Yeah.
That was the famous and horrifying scream that ended the 1978 film, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But more on that a little later. When we think of a profitable career, grave robber is not, well, for some, it's not at the top of the list that we would tell our high school guidance counselor. But during the 17th through the 19th century, our craving for anatomy knowledge made us search in less than optimal settings. For you see, using cadavers was against religious moral standards, and doing anything other than letting the dead rest, well, it was blasphemy. But those with a moral compass pointing slightly south would be paid per body, and that paid really well. Their clients were surgeons, doctors, and students in medical schools. Originally, bodies came from people that were hung at the gallows or felons that had just died while in custody. By the 1800s, there was a black market corpse trade. Body snatchers knew that using dead prisoners was not plentiful enough to meet the demand, so many were stealing bodies from hospitals and deathbeds, or just straight up killing somebody. This prompted the Anatomy Act of 1832. This allowed the government to confiscate bodies and distribute to licensed professionals. Thusly, such laws closed the corpse trade. Now, luckily, people will donate their bodies to science and save us all from digging up those that really just want to rest. In 1955, when Jack Finney authored The Body Snatchers, little did he realize the amount of horror and sci-fi that he would implant into our imaginations. The story goes like this. Seeds that drifted to Earth from space grew into pods. Each pod would invade people while they were sleeping. Basically, they would root into them. The victim's body will then shrivel up and disappear. The pods would create an exact duplicate of the person with the same knowledge, memories, scars, etc., but they were incapable of human emotion or feeling. That is how we realize who was a pod person and who was not. Now, these duplicates, they could only survive for a short time, and they could not reproduce. Once all the duplicates died, the seeds would have to leave the planet in search for a new planet to inhabit and wash, rinse, repeat. Since the success of the book, The Body Snatchers, there have been many film adaptations. Invasion of the Body Snatchers in 1956, a remake of the same title in 1978, and this one provided the scream that you heard earlier in the episode. In 1993, they brought in a more military-based version called Body Snatchers, and 2007 saw the release of The Invasion. I strongly recommend that you look into all of these horror classics. And rumor on the street is that there's a new Invasion of the Body Snatchers coming out, and I would be very happy to see that happen. Now, this opens up the question, are there actual body snatchers, you know, various creatures on this planet that body snatch? I do know there are several insects that will control their victims. What the crap was that just came out of my mouth? Well, obviously I have a body snatcher in my body. Anyway, the names of these creatures, they tangle my tongue, so I had to get a little bit of help for the... I still can't get over that, whatever the crap came out of my mouth. The pronunciations. Yeah, that's what it is, pronunciations.
Paragordius tricuspidus.
This hairworm invades crickets. Scientists think that the cricket ingests the hairworm larva from drinking water. Once inside, the hairworm grows 3 to 4 times as long as the cricket, filling all the body parts except for the head and legs. What happens next is even more bizarre. The parasite produces proteins that hijack the cricket's central nervous system, making it attracted to areas with exposed water sources. Once the cricket has found a pond or a stream, it will suicide dive in. At that point, the hairworm emerges from the host's rear end. Once the worm is in the water, it finds a mate and reproduces. Crickets lucky enough not to have drowned have lived for several months after the parasite removes itself.
Leucocloridium paradoxum.
This parasitic flatworm needs a bird and a snail to complete its weird life cycle. The flatworm will be ingested by the snail when it eats bird poop. As the flatworm grows, it moves toward the snail's eye stalks. It transforms the eye stalks into disco balls of color, imitating a caterpillar moving around. The snail is now brainwashed and will move to more open areas to attract birds. Birds do not normally eat snails, but they love caterpillars. The bird tears the eye stalk off the snail and ingests the flatworm. Once inside, the flatworm lays its eggs and the cycle starts all over again, once it's flushed out by the bird. But no worries for the snail, its eye stalks do grow back. The point of this episode, though, is to find out, if somebody borrowed your body, what would you let them know? Would you tell them anything? Would you just want it to be a surprise? And I don't know if you'd be able to watch your face. I really didn't think about the full way that the question could be on if they borrowed your body, where would you go? I'm assuming that you would go into the other person's body, but I really didn't think any farther about that question. But anyway, I did sit down with my friends and we went through this question. We found out a lot about each other. In some ways, we found out just too much. Let's give it a listen.
Sitting around a table, getting real with people, snacks, and a little alcohol.
Okay, so I'm sitting around with my friends. We're going to do the table question and do some quick opinions. And what we want to know is if someone was going to be borrowing your body for the next few months, what would you want them to know about the way your body works? Mm-hmm. The entire podcast is about body snatchers.
Okay.
Nice.
If I would need them to know that they're going to feel something that feels a lot like an ulcer in your gut, but you just need to lay on your right side, and it's just gas trapped somewhere, and then it'll move, and you'll be okay, and
you're
the pain will
fart
stop.
A bunch, though.
Oh, you got to roll around and fart just a bunch.
Yeah, Taco Bell would probably help first.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean that's how it starts.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Obviously,
just to get that going.
Yeah, Taco Bell. Then the debilitating pain in your guts.
Right.
You're going to know that immediately. It's going to feel like someone has stabbed you right about where your appendix is.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not your appendix.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'd have to let them know that they're witnessing 47 years of just abuse.
just
hey, can you eat that? Sure. Why not? Hey, you want another drink? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we still got some cheesy wieners in there. You guys want any of those?
Sure. It really wouldn't matter at this point in time. I mean, the fact that I'm a fairly regular human being when it comes to bathroom stuff is kind of amazing.
It's remarkable.
You are so...
It is. That's probably what I'd say is anyone visiting my body, just get ready for like every 3 days.
Yeah.
That's really optimistic of you.
Yeah, I
poop camel.
Yeah,
really?
I feel like mine's 4 to 5.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
maybe 6.
See, I think he's
it
like
hurts.
It's awful.
Yeah,
I always, this is a sidebar, but I always talk about before we got married, like the first day he moved into the apartment, like get married, he moves into the apartment, he goes to the bathroom for the first time in the apartment that we share together, newlyweds, and he goes, "Where's your plunger?"
Valid
like,
question.
I laid in a brown snake.
Listen, if I'm going to,
I'm a lady,
if I'm
going to
get rid of the same
one.
Amount, that, like if I'm going to get rid of, you know, 3 days worth or
well,
4 days worth
just,
of what you're getting rid of every day, it
only
makes sense.
I understand.
Multiple times a day.
I get it. I get it.
Aaron
now.
And I celebrate every time I go.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing.
Like I run out like. 2 or 3 year old. Like,
you
have, I went food.
Well, no, you have like, she has like a 30 minute window or maybe 15 minute window like twice a week. And if she doesn't like go ahead and just capitalize on that, it's going to be another 3 to 5 days before she feels the window.
I need to introduce you to something called soluble fiber.
It doesn't work.
Something called the squatty potty.
No, and then put me in a different location that makes
oh,
me nervous.
Well, no.
No.
No, you can't go on vacation.
No.
No.
You guys so currently? No.
Wait until home toilet.
No.
And how did your body know? Like, you'd be pulling in the driveway, and you're like,
whoop, yeah. I had this point where how body snatchers turned into
poop stuff.
You knew it was going to turn into this. Yeah, that's the only way this question can go.
But anyway,
I've got some other
things. Main Street, this is different.
On Main Street, there used to be this magazine stand, and for years, I would walk into the magazine stand and just to smell the magazines.
Oh, boy.
Because I always read magazines in the bathroom.
There you go.
And
triggered
I would
it.
Smell those magazines, and I'd be like, I gotta go.
Poop light came on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like when I do the conventions and all, I could just be all just all hunky-dory, and the minute they say, all right, con floor is closed, my body like, now.
Now, scrolling through Pinterest, and I think it's because usually I do it when I'm drinking my coffee in the morning. So if I do it at any other time of the day, my body's like, well, okay, why not?
Yeah. I figured that for you, that you would have to warn people about the scar tissue.
Mm.
Just the general scar tissue.
The scars?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a massive scar tissue.
Yeah, lots of boo-boos.
Is it terrible for me to say that if someone tried to snatch your body, I would suggest they look otherwise?
I think they should go. I was actually thinking that. I feel bad for who gets my body.
I do too. It's
all. I don't feel like they want this pile.
No, man. Like, also, I can't lean on this left knee now.
Like, my ribs sit on my hips when I sit like this. I'm like, oh, it hurts. They get caught sometimes, and I'm like, ugh. Like, there's my rib. There's my hip. Like, they say hello. They high five.
Yeah.
And then I'm always hungry.
I would just tell them to look elsewhere.
Like, hungry.
Yeah.
Hangry, yeah.
Mine is, you know, I'd be like, well, just don't eat anything rich because you're going to throw it up a couple hours.
If it's not salad and seafood, you're going to barf.
And every morning, you're going to sit on the couch and then you're going to get up and it's going to be time for work. And the second you get up to go get ready for work, for some reason, all of a sudden, you're going to have all of the snot. And it's going to just drain right down your throat. And it's going to choke you and make you want to throw up. And
you're going to try and suppress that cough because you know it pisses your wife off.
Every single time. Every morning.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm there.
So
I hear it.
Yeah. Maybe look elsewhere.
Yeah, look elsewhere for sure.
We should have some wristbands that say, look elsewhere.
Their bodies are
fresh. So whoever gets my body, you're going to poop between 8:30 and 9:30 every morning.
Okay.
Maybe maybe twice if you've had a lot of caffeine that morning.
Right.
Yep. You only need 4 hours of sleep, so you're either going to be...
kind of superhuman.
You're either going to be more productive, or you're just going to really catch up on your Netflix.
It really sounds like your body is... It's a pure machine.
No.
It's a machine of just total shit.
The problem is that after 48 to 72 hours, depending, I have extreme sexual cravings, and that doesn't mean that gets satisfied after that amount of time, so I probably likely spend the next, you know, 5 to 7 days frustrated. Minimum.
Well, you know what?
None of us win.
No.
Yeah. Nobody wins.
I mean, nobody wins.
Really and truly, Ben, what you do is that you call us up, and then we're your aphrodisiac.
Right.
That's right.
Just take it from them.
It's Friday night.
Your podcast audience doesn't understand the inside joke.
No.
I mean, really, it boils down to this. We have some friends that they had sex before we came over for dinner one day.
It was us.
It was planned.
Yeah. And the friends are sitting at this table.
What?
It was planned.
Yeah.
Not, well, I mean, well, the dinner was planned as well.
Well, I mean,
you got to plan it all.
But we're not. We're not fly by night around here.
What are we, 20?
You got to think about it. Schedule it in.
Got kids, man.
My wife is more fun.
I think I just went to the bathroom.
No names have been stated.
Yeah. It's an excellent editing feature on this software.
Edit that right out. He won't, but he could.
Well, see if that's just
what we talk about.
We don't. You know, raw.
Awkward edit.
Sixth grade's rough.
Just
kid bodies in general.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody tried to steal my body when I was a kid, I don't think they would have got anything better. I really don't. I think they would have just got
It's...
Yeah, I think I've just become a larger pile of shit. I really... I don't just think it's now. Got any more, you know? I mean, I've lost my hair, but... I just... I don't know. It's just not there. Because I think back to... I've got multiple scars, you know, like was mentioned earlier, I have buckshot in my thigh, I have glass in my knee, I got what? Oh, yeah.
He's got a glass on, Sean.
I've basically about ruined my left eye with a bottle rocket. I have a pretty large scar on the back of my head, but I have no idea how I got it.
Seems like you were drunk a lot as a teenager.
Oh my god. That's an understatement.
Speaking of scars, got a pretty cool one on the leg.
Is it new?
I don't think so. No.
Is it since last February?
No.
Okay.
But I stabbed myself.
Oh.
In the leg.
She did.
With a knife.
You did.
Because I was trying to sharpen it.
Was it sharp?
It was really sharp. Yeah. I had to sharpen
it. You did a good job.
Yeah.
With a knife from myself.
And it stuck in my leg, and it kind of wobbled back and forth. Because I had my little cutting, my sharpening tool, and I was getting it, and I went, toof, and it stuck in my leg.
I have a fantastic scar.
Yeah, he has a really good one.
And I would have to take my pants off to show everyone, so that's not going to happen. But just imagine.
I've seen you in shorts.
It starts at the bottom of my...
It's really long.
It starts at the bottom of my knee, or at the top of my knee, and it goes for about 12 inches all the way up to 3/4 of the way up my thigh.
And that's what she said.
That's exactly right, yeah. That is not true in the
she
way...
She wishes.
I'm sure it's way bigger.
But... Here. But, yeah. I was 10 years old, and it was 4th of July, and I was running through a field. And, you know, those property marker stakes that poke up out of the ground, little orange flags at the end of them? I just ran over one and ended up with a massive gash on my leg and got to enjoy what I discovered was a tetanus shot the next day. Because my mom said that I didn't need to get lockjaw.
How dare she? That's the most terrifying thing when you're a kid.
Oh, you think it's going to be a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like it's going to be a bigger threat in your life than it ever is any time after. It's like how we all were afraid of quicksand. I really thought quicksand was going to be a bigger problem.
I got stuck in Pluff Mud down in South Carolina.
Okay, so it held true for you.
It's very true.
Okay.
What's it called?
Pluff Mud.
You got stuck with Pluff Mud?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Legit. Aaron was on the phone in a meeting on the other side of the beach. I went and walked because I was looking for pottery. And he was in, with his little... What are they?
The AirBuds.
Thank you.
AirPods?
AirPods, whatever. Correct. Yeah, that's what I always
call it. Oh, AirBud isn't Golden Retriever.
AirPods. There you go. AirBud. Yes. He put the dog in his ears. But he was sitting over there, way far away from where I was. I was on the pottery. I went around the corner, and I was like, the tide was down, and I jumped over across the lower part of the tide, and I immediately sank. And the more I wiggled, it went up to actually about right here. I'm not even joking, which is about mid-chest. I was screaming for Aaron. He can't hear me. And the more I wiggle, the more I sink, and it was really stinky. And I was like, wow, this is a really bad way to die. I never thought I was dead. But in my head, too, I was kind of laughing. Sucks. But I was like, this is going to be hilarious when my friends and family figure out that I died in the mud. So anyways, I lose my shoe. I finally get out. And the only way I got out is I remember Bear Grylls saying that you lay flat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yes.
It works. The only way to do it. So I got out. I lost my shoe. I come around the corner looking like Swamp Man. And I am pissed. And he looks at me in the meeting and he goes...
I felt like Atreyu in the Neverending Story.
Artex!
No!
I was so mad. My feet are squishing they're farting every time. I lost the one shoe I had was farting as I walk. And then Aaron's like, the first thing he says to me, you are not getting in the car like that. So I had to get in the water. And he's like trying to help me clean up. He's like, what were you doing? I was like, I was looking for battery. And I hit this. And the weird thing was, is it didn't look like it was. But it rolls like waves. And I just sank in it.
Wish I'd had a hose. I would have hosed you off.
I ran over myself.
You ran over yourself?
He did. He hit himself with his own truck.
I did. I've told you guys. I know they know it, but.
How do you run over yourself?
Well, I'll tell you.
Does this involve the neutral position?
Yeah, it sure does. I had a little truck, not unlike that one out there. It was a little Chevy S10, and I was living in Texas, and it was late at night, and we were going to meet some people at the Awful Waffle. And back in that day, clove cigarettes were the cool thing to be smoking. So
they're so cool.
They were so cool. So we stopped by the house to get my friend Roy needed something. And so I drove him to the house. He ran in to get something.
And it's Texas. It's super flat.
Oh, yeah, super flat. So I thought, well, he's in the house. I'll step out of the car, out of the truck, and have a cigarette. And the driveways there, they all slant down to the, you know, the streets are super flat, and the driveways have that low slope.
For rain.
Right? Yeah,
for drainage.
Slope back out to the driveway. Well, I just stepped out of the car, forgetting to put the emergency brake on. I had it neutral because it was still running. And lit my cigarette. And as I'm sitting there getting ready to smoke, the car starts to roll back.
But door's open. He's
door's
in
open.
It.
I'm standing there, but I'm not in the truck.
In
and
the
instead
open
of jumping in the truck to put my foot on the gas, I think at that moment, I'm like, I'm a big strong man. I'll just stop it from rolling.
Man versus truck. Never
so
a good idea.
Roy is walking out the door at this moment, sees me. He also has a cigarette.
Because why not?
What?
That truck so cool.
Obviously did not stop when I decided to put my shoulder into the door and stop it from rolling. It just knocked me over. And then the front tire ran over both my legs. Knocked me to the ground, ran over both my legs, and rolled out into the street. Roy ran past me.
Just leaves his body on the ground.
Ran past me after the truck, going, are you okay? Are you okay? Shit, 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 shit. Because he had burned himself with his cigarette. Because he had forgot about it and was trying to do stuff. So he had burned himself. I'm laying on the ground being run over. The truck's out in the street. So he ran out and got the truck. I hopped up. I was kind of bleeding down the leg.
You
but
just really had road rash.
It was just road rash. It didn't break any bones or anything. I was wearing Chuck Taylors, and it ripped one of the shoes in half. It ripped half the shoe off.
Oh.
So it just ripped the shoe right in half. And it it road rashed my leg, and it did a number on my like ankle bone right there.
Did it
that
hurt
was
bad?
Down. Not too bad.
Were you aware that you were getting ran over?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
The adrenaline hadn't kicked in yet.
I jumped up, I ran over. It had ripped my... I was wearing pants, and it had ripped my pant leg off, too. So I had... My pant leg was gone. Half my shoe was gone.
Were they boot cut Wranglers?
I don't know.
Surely.
Most certainly.
So Roy gets over there. He's like, dude, are you okay? We need to go to the hospital. I'm like, no, I feel like I'm okay, dude. Like, I really feel, you know, it's okay. It's just a little road rash. It's okay. So we got, and he goes, okay, well, what are we going to do? I'm like, we're going to go to Waffle House, of course. So we got in the truck, and we drove to Waffle House, and I walked in, and the friends that were there looked at me and said, what the happened to you?
You get to say you got ran over.
I was like, well,
I hit myself
with my truck.
I ran over.
It was the craziest thing. It was a hit and run.
And the weird thing is, the employees at the Waffle House didn't really seem that surprised to see me limping in with half a pant leg bleeding and half a shoe.
You were like the third one that night.
Right, third guy that night.
It's like, hey, were you at that same bar? Yeah, that's what I love.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
And now we're all grown-ups.
Yeah.
I know.
Are we?
Well, now,
Roy and his wife are getting ready to have a baby. Full circle.
Well, the one we haven't heard from.
This one
is this lovely lady right here. And
what do we need to know?
And
So what the body snatcher would need to know if they were taken over?
Is that you have asphalt in your face.
Well, I don't know that that's going to really cause any issues.
They should just prepare to be brilliant.
No. I think that they should just know that snuggly blankets and, long walks. I don't know.
Are you going to enjoy long walks? Body snatcher?
Like, this is how you
call me at this number.
Dating game.
I'm looking for a body snatcher. Someone that enjoys long walks and snuggly blankets.
And cake.
If you have cake,
we should all make our own 80s dating video. How amazing would that be? We have to have a right camera for it, too.
Why 80s?
I would be horrible on a dating show.
No, I know.
Wait,
like there would be a beach scene in the back.
Yes.
Peach color.
Yes.
What year were you born?
87.
Well, no.
Why would it have to be the 80s?
Oh,
if you did an 80s video, it would be from a 3-year-old's perspective.
No, I'm saying the types of dating videos from the 80s, they're hilarious.
When you're saying dating videos, I'm either thinking the whatever the blind date show was, where like she had to pick from the three bachelors, right?
Mm-hmm. Love Connection?
The Dating Game. But Love Connection was great. I'm also just picturing glamour shots.
Mm-hmm. Really and truly, we should go get glamour shots made. Just for the simple fact that the body snatchers, we'd have to have... It's like a headshot
you
for the body
snatchers.
You need
headshots,
yeah. You know, headhunters, body snatchers.
This is what you want to look for.
If I could do a glamour shot, I would just go straight David Bowie makeup. It would be amazing.
Yeah. Man, where's Uncle Rico when we need
something soft and
over them
billowy.
Pigskin over them mountain.
Alright, so that's the body snatchers. And these are my friends.
Well, that was a tad weird and awkward, but I should have expected it. I've known those goobers for many years. But that's what Happy Social Experiment is about. It's about asking the questions and getting the weird answers. We are all weird little creatures on this blue marble, and it's what makes us so colorful. So be proud of your weird. Keep it close. I want to thank you guys for listening to the Happy Social Experiment, and greatly appreciate it. If you want to, please send me questions and suggestions. Share with your friends and family, like and subscribe. That's all I got for you now. I'll see you guys later. Take care.
Thanks for joining and listening. Click the subscribe button and follow us on Twitter at HSEPC and Instagram at Happy Social Experiment. If you have comments, questions, or want to share a story, email us at happysocialexperiment@gmail.com. Later, taters.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com code SUMMER.